SBS Radio. Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS na ta dan sobota 18. maja 2019. Danes imamo zvezne volitve v Avstraliji. Lahko volimo danes do 6. ure zvečer oziroma do 18. ure. In danes se lahko zgodi, da bomo dobili novega zveznega premijeja Billa Shortona, ali mogoče se bo tudi zgodilo, da bo gospod Scott Morrison še naprej naš zvezni premijer. Hvala Bogu, da imamo izbiro in da imamo pravico voliti. Ko smo že na temi o volitvah, naj predstavim našega današnjega gosta, ki ga vsi dobro poznamo, še posebej v Sydneyju, kjer je zelo aktiven med slovensko skupnostjo. To je nam vsem dobro poznan gospod Walter Šuba, ki je lani tudi postal član Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu. Walter, ja lepo pozdravljam v današnji oddaji. Lep pozdrav, Walter, in kaj je kaj novega?
Dobar dan tebi, Lenti, in tudi poslušalcem. Vse krasno tukaj, krasen dan je in nazaj, ko si rekel, hvala Bogu, imamo demokracijo v Avstraliji in danes bomo videli, kaj Avstralci naredijo, ne? Ali grejo vse mrtje, bomo videli.
Walter, whilst we're on the topic of the federal election, which of course is taking place today, and no doubt numerous people, including many of our listeners, have already voted, if not today, they've voted over the past couple of weeks at early polling booths. What are your particular concerns, no matter if the Labor Party under Bill Shorten are elected to government, or if Scott Morrison and the LNP remain in government? We'll find that out tonight, no doubt. Of course, the polls seem to be showing a win for Labor. What would you like to see, no matter which side is in power for the next 3 years?
Well, my concerns are always that we have a strong economy and a strong and vibrant manufacturing base, because that's, I mean, industry, and I work in an area where we must have a very strong economy, or at least a stronger economy than some other countries that, you know, are not so much falling down, but it's a concerning issue. My wish is always to make sure that we have that strong economy, that we've got a good workforce, we've got the ability to be able to employ people at will and have a good marketplace. So they're essential. They're essential for us as a strong nation. I think the other thing is it opens up the chance for our young people to develop their skills and have the opportunity of being able to obviously have a variety of different job prospects out there, have the ability to educate themselves, which is wonderful, and also to be in a position that they can actually get employment and have a good wage. And this is one of the basic fundamental things that I think the country should provide, is a good, strong economy that allows the market forces then to take control and hopefully make a success of this. And the other thing is, with all due respect to everybody, we must be able to speak our mind. We cannot lose the ability to have our say. So for me, as a democracy, I love and have the passion to be able to speak our minds and be able to speak and have a debate with people, and not being able to, you know, to be quashed or to be thumped over the head in that area. I think that's essential as well, Lenti. I think you would agree that having your say is our right, and I want to make sure that that is always withheld and maintained in this country that we came to specifically for those values.
Perhaps I am being a bit personal. However, I firmly believe that freedom of speech equals the freedom to offend and insult. You simply cannot have the former without the latter. At the same time, with freedom of speech comes accountability and responsibility for one's words and actions. Therefore, if you want to use your freedom of speech to incite hatred or for vilification, you will face the full force of the law. At the same time, if you want to defame or slander somebody, you'll end up in court and you could perhaps lose your house. So there's the responsibilities with freedom of speech. That's just my view anyway. Perhaps you might agree or disagree, Walter.
I agree. And I mean, I, as a person who will talk to you or debate, have a debate with you, I have to respect your views. And I think you have to respect my views. And I think this is the wonderful thing about a democracy. It's a wonderful thing about this country. This country has always been involved in that area. So in other words, if you've got something to say, you can say it. If I don't agree with you, I can tell you I don't agree with you, but this is my point of view as well. And I think if we respect one another, then that's fine. I have no issues. While you're debating, you can debate. And when you finish and go for a beer or a cup of coffee or whatever the case may be, you can still respect the other person that's across the other side of the table.
And respectfully agreeing to disagree is an important thing in a true, robust democracy, no doubt.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z gospodom Walterjem Šuberjem, ki je aktiven in zelo spoštovan med slovensko skupnostjo v Sidneju. Walter je lani postal član sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu. Lani smo ga tudi predstavili, ko je prejel ta položaj. Walter, you'll be visiting Ljubljana in July, no doubt. I spoke to the Victorian representative, Francis Urbas-Johnson, last Saturday. And of course, we've invited you onto the program this week to give us your thoughts and ideas as to what should be discussed, what will be discussed concerning the Slovenian community here and its relationship with the homeland.
Well, firstly, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate your listeners, our wonderful Slovenians in Australia, to take the time and actually taking the time to actually listen to this firstly, but also and hopefully participate. Now, this is where we say, have a say. What we would like to do is, and I've actually invited all the New South Wales Slovenian associations and clubs and value their opinions on some of the issues that we need to tackle in front of the Slovenian government, in front of that incredibly talented group of people that I'll be sharing a couple of days with in Ljubljana. So it's essential that we're drawing from everybody the information. These are not my ideas, these are ideas of everyone. These are ideas that will be universally accepted, not only in New South Wales and Victoria, Queensland, all around Australia. We also share the same passion and issues potentially overseas as well. So in other words, our Argentinian Slovenians, our Brazilian friends, all the other associated countries that have got Slovenians. I mean, let's face it, we're in every corner of this globe. And we have specific issues that need to be tackled. We will have, just for your information and the listeners' information, we will have a very prestigious group of people around that table. And they're all asking, tell us, what are the issues that relate to the Slovenians abroad? And this is specifically for us to raise these issues, in particular, what concerns us or what interests us in Australia. So this is a wonderful forum for us to be able to showcase those issues and put those on the table and say, right, these are the things that concern us. Let's see if we can actually get either information, better communication flow. These are the things that concern us in relation to the government, the way the government does things within Slovenia and the government within Australia. So in other words, if we're actually exchanging certain laws or doing some work between the two countries, we need to understand that and see how they will impact our citizens in Australia and also how we interact with Slovenia as well.
What are some of the issues which you believe are of concern and should be raised at the meeting in Ljubljana, particularly pertaining to the Australian-Slovenian community?
Well, look, we've done some, we've still got some that we couldn't discuss last year because we had a limited time. And I think Francis mentioned very, very well that, you know, it is a very busy period of time where you're trying to compact as much information as you possibly can and make sure that you get resolution. And whatever you're presenting has to be presented in a very professional way because we're talking about presenting this to the government. And if you've got the ears of ministers and the prime minister of a country wanting to find out what their overseas Slovenian residents are concerned with, then I think it's essential that you give it homage and you give it the right attention in the first place. So, look, we've got a couple of things that are still outstanding from last year. There are a couple of points that we're getting raised this year. We're waiting on the various Slovenian organisations to to tell us what is the, I guess, what are the hot buttons in relation to 2019. And I want to make sure that those things get raised and prioritised. And then, Lenti, I'd be more than happy to share that with you and everybody there as well. But I think some of the points that Frances mentioned last week on last week's Odaya, I think she said it as well. There's a couple of very interesting points, and I think those will be reflected in New South Wales as well.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS. Upamo, da uživate v poslušanju današnje oddaje, ko se pogovarjam z gospodom Walterjem Šuberjem, znanim članom slovenske skupnosti v Avstraliji, še posebej v Sydneyju. Walter, what else is happening within the Slovenian community in Sydney? You've been involved from day dot since arriving in Australia from Slovenia. What's new?
Well, what we've done, we've actually only launched this a few months back. We've been talking about it for some time, about a cycling club. And this is something which I'm really passionate about. I'm trying to draw young Slovenians to do something that's a bit sporty, a little bit different. So getting away from just the generic club sort of environment, but to do something outside, to look at fitness, and all encompassing in the sense that we want to get, I guess, a diverse group of people there. So I'm not just saying young, I'm talking about all the different sort of ages that we've got involved in our Slovenian Australian community. So what I'm trying to do is to make sure that we don't only get cyclists, we're getting people that are going to be walking with us, we're getting people that are going to run with us, and people that are just going to come for a coffee after the event. So we've created these monthly sessions where we actually identify a location, so the cyclists go on that location, and then we do an hour's worth of riding, and then we turn around and come back the same way, or go around in a couple of loops, wherever the case may be. And then what we do is we either get our spouses, friends, girlfriends, whoever you've got that you regard as important to you, to come with you and either have a breakfast together, or we have just coffee, have a chat, get to catch up with a few people and enjoy the rest of the day. So the whole idea is to actually make it a social event that everybody can have fun with. And it's not, you know, you're not constricted to timetables or anything like that. You can stay there for an hour, 2 hours, or the rest of the afternoon. It's really up to you.
Sounds great. Whereabouts might this be occurring and when?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked that question, Lindsay. We've actually got a ride this weekend. In fact, on Sunday, we're doing a ride, which is on the M7 motorway.
That's tomorrow, the 19th of May.
Tomorrow, absolutely. So after you've got the elections done and everything's, everybody knows who the winner is, we can then either have a good time on the M7 riding up that fantastic facility that we've got there in Western Sydney, and you're away from the main arterial road, which means that you're safe. People can walk there, run and cycle to their heart's content.
Fabulous. How long is the actual ride?
Well, what we'll do is we'll limit it to about an hour's ride in one direction, then turn around, because we basically try to put it 2 hours so everybody can have time. I mean, if somebody wants to continue their ride, they can. They're more than welcome to. What we try to do is get the people there a little bit earlier so we have a bit of get-together. Some people have breakfast at the start. Some people have it after the ride. But it's entirely up to each individual to do that. And, you know, sometimes you bring a friend with you or a group of people, then, you know, you might want to choose to hammer a ride as much as you can. Others will just sort of ride in a nice group of people and, you know, talk about the election result. That'll probably be very topical on the day, I would imagine.
Oh, no doubt. It usually is the day after. Let's hope whoever wins gets a mandate and a majority. The people's mandate is important, be that for Labor or be that for the Liberal Nationals or for whoever else might form government. You never know. Clive Palmer could be our new Prime Minister.
That would be very interesting, Lenti. But let's just say whoever it may be, good luck to all the candidates. Good luck from obviously us, but more importantly, we'll be respectful whoever wins at the end of the day.
Certainly.
I think that's the most important thing. Because if the numbers are stacked in one area, then I guess we have to accept the verdict, shouldn't we?
Whichever way it goes, democracy is democracy. The people have spoken, no matter which way it goes, either to the left or to the right or to the centre, whichever way, the will of the people must be respected. And that's a wonderful thing about living in this great country, that in 99.9% of cases, the will of the people is respected. It's just great living in this country where you can turn up to a polling booth, there's a sausage sizzle, you've got people from all sides handing out how to vote cards, you can have a laugh, even with the person you may not agree with politically, and it's all done respectfully and in good faith, and there's a bit of fun as well involved in the democratic process in this country, even if we are forced to vote.
Well, see, you've got to look at it from a positive perspective, Lenti. If it's a good day, a lovely day outside, I think they have to force your hand to make sure that you do it, because otherwise I'm sure that people have got other things more interesting to do than just casting a vote. But people have to remember this. If you want your say and make a difference, you've got to do the right thing, and that's to vote. And the same thing as I ask you, and I please ask you and plead with everybody within the Slovenian Australian community, that if you have an issue and you would like to voice your opinion, please go through your channels, may it be the Slovenian Church, may it be one of the Slovenian associations around the place. We want to all work together. We're one family, okay? We shouldn't look at division. We have to work together to make sure that we get the best outcomes for us who are living in Australia. So if we can help the Slovenian government, the Slovenian people understand that there's certain things that we need and certain things that we need to understand better, then it's up to them to actually help us. And we reflect the interests of our people first, and I'm hoping that that would be reflecting in our friends in Argentina, as I said, and a few other places around the world as well.
And getting back to domestic politics, Francis brought up last week during our interview that if a shortened Labor government is elected today, we will have a deputy prime minister of Slovenian descent.
Yes, yes, Ms. Flivasek. Exactly.
Which, no matter which side you may support, is indeed something very special for the Slovenian community, not only in Australia but around the world.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Walter, it's been a delight chatting with you today. We wish you a very constructive meeting in Ljubljana on July the 1st this year. And that, as I said to Francis last Saturday, that the Slovenian community in Australia will benefit, if not in the short term, then in the long term, from any decisions which are made at this meeting. Thank you also for your thoughts regarding this year's federal election, which is being held today. Walter, hvala tebi. Sve te bom kartikao, kaj se poznava, da smo lako već slišali, kaj ti misliš najprej o letošnjih zvezdnih volitvah tukaj v Australiji in kaj imaš v načrtu kot zastopnik oziroma član Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamestu in po svetu.
Lepa hvala Lenti, tebi in tudi vsem poslušalcem. Zdaj hvala lepa, upam, da boste šli vsi volit, tudi to je glavno. In drugo, upam, da ker pridem nazaj iz Slovenije, da imamo še kar dobrih stvari, za lahko da se pogovarjamo o temu in da imamo nekaj novega, da lahko povemo tudi, ne? Živjo!
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.